ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. صل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعتبة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون؟ ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. All divine messages and scriptures, they came down to mankind so people would embrace them and accept them and believe in them and follow them. It was not intended to impose these messages on people. It was not intended to force people to accept these messages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people to happily accept these messages and these books out of their own understanding, out of their own conviction, because there is no value in a faith that you don't believe in it. There is no value. There is no value following a faith or a school of thought that you don't understand it. There is no value. And probably there is no reward in that too. Faith, any faith, or the school of thought, the madhab, has to be understood and has to be loved and embraced and followed. Therefore Allah says in many places in His book, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. We don't force people to follow. Why? Because the right path is obvious and the wrong path is obvious too. التبين, we have distinguished, we make them distinct from one another. The right path is very obvious, people know it, this is the right path. The غي, the wrong path is also very obvious. So we don't force people to follow, we want them to use their brain and their reason. We do not want them to follow by force, neither we want them to follow blindly out of sheer emotions. We need them to use their brain in following their faith. وَقُلِ الْحَقِّ وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah is saying the truth. If you want to accept the truth, أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا, you are most welcome. And if you want to reject the truth, also ahlan wa sahlan, but you have to pay the price. There is a price for it. Your rejection has a price. And you will see the price on that day. Therefore,
therefore, iman and faith has two ways and two connectors and two parts. One of them is رَغْبَةٌ إِلَهِيَّةٌ فِي الْهِدَايَةِ. Allah desires to guide people, to save people, to teach them. The desire of God, the will of God. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. No one came to religion by accident. No one. You may go to a restaurant by accident, to the beach by accident, to the movie theater by accident, to the party, but not to mosque. Going to the mosque is by design, not by accident. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's by invitation. Coming to religion is by invitation only. By invitation only. By the invitation that comes from God for some reasons. Sometimes we don't know the reasons. God invites this brother, but he does not invite his own brother in the same house. One of them goes to the masjid, to religion, to guidance, the other rejects. Why? What's the reason? We don't know. Sometimes the reason is hidden. Sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't know it. Asbab ghaybiyya. There are some reasons that are unseen. We don't see them, neither we understand them. But it is by invitation. When people go to religion, definitely it is by invitation from God. This is one part. One part of it by invitation. The second part, by our acceptance. We receive invitations. Sometimes we decline. Sometimes we say, I accept. I push that button. I accept. Sometimes I decline. We receive invitations. Some people do receive it from God. God sent the invitation. But some people, they decline. So maybe someone says, why God sent an invitation to this, but he didn't send it to me? Allah says, I sent it to all of you. Some of you see it, you make note of it. Like the emails that we receive. Sometimes an email that I like, I read it. Sometimes the one I like, I pretend that I have not seen it. It goes to the junk me, because I don't like it. I don't like to open it. Sometimes this is how we treat God. Some people, they open His invitation, they take care of it, they respond to it. Some people, they send it somewhere else. They don't want to see it. So two parts for guidance. Guidance requires two elements. One, invitation from God. Second, acceptance from us. Willingness, inclination from us to accept this invitation. If we don't accept it, we cannot be guided. Allah Ta'ala يقول الإيمان والهداية لها طرفان طرفان دعوة مني وقبول من العبد. It has two parts. Guidance has two parts. One, from me, I send the invitation. The second, acceptance and readiness and a preparedness from the servant. Has to accept and say, yes, I'm willing to come along. I'm willing to follow up, to follow what you are telling me. And therefore, some people ask why we have delay in the reappearance and the return of our 12th Imam, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraj. The main reason for his delay, because there is a condition. Allah has put a condition for the return of the Imam. Many conditions. The most important one, us being ready to receive him. Being ready to serve him. Being ready to accept the truth and the justice that he brought and he will bring to the community, to worldwide. Some people are not ready. Some people say, the return of the Imam is too much for me. Too much. I'm not ready for that. It's a big responsibility for me. I can't take it. When the community cannot take it, it's not ready for it, the Imam is not going to waste his time. Neither God is going to waste his effort in sending him. Because God wants to send him when people are receiving him, cooperating with him, helping him. The Imam alone cannot do anything. He needs the community. All the prophets, Rasulullah, the best prophet, the best servant of God. In Mecca, he could not do anything. Because the community, the Meccans, they rejected him. 13 years in Mecca, the 10 years in Medina, shorter period. In Mecca, he could not do anything. Allah said to him, leave Mecca. That's it, leave. You did 13 years here, don't waste your time anymore. Go to a community, to a fertile land. A community that understands you, respects you, is willing to cooperate with you, is willing to accept you, it's ready to accept you and sacrifice for you. Allah gave him permission to leave Mecca to Medina. In Medina, he was able to establish his masjid. In Mecca, he could not establish a masjid. He could not give a lecture. He could not preach. As I mentioned last night, the answer was rocking him, throwing rocks at the Prophet. Same thing with other prophets. Nuh alayhi salam. قال روح نوح الرب إنهم قد عصوني. They disobeyed me. They rejected me. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَنْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. They followed someone that his children and his wealth never increased him but in misguidance. They followed the people of dunya. They left me alone. They rejected me. He could not do anything. Nuh worked very hard. He was not lazy. 950 years, according to the Quran. فَلَبِثَ فِي قَوْمِهِ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. But they did not respond to him. So the invitation came from God, but the acceptance did not come from them. The same thing we have with our last Imam, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Faraj. The most important condition for his reappearance is us, our readiness, istidad. Are we ready? Because it's not a joke. The state of the Imam, the government of the Imam is serious government. Requires men, men who are committed to justice, to truth. Men who are committed to follow the instructions of God. Men who are not hypocrites anymore. Men and women who do not think of their own narrow interests and put their interests above others. Such people do not help the Imam. Allah waits for the moment that we say, Ilahi, we are ready. Where is this? This is in the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You change yourself, we change the conditions. We change your state. You begin. You initiate the change yourself. And according to the Ahadith, one of the reasons that delays the reappearance of the Imam, ذُنُوبُنَا وَأَعْمَالُنَا. Our sins, our misbehavior, our misconduct, our suspicion of each other, our unwillingness to cooperate with each other, to respect each other, to help each other, to help our communities. This is one of the reasons that the Imam has been delayed. When we are ready to accept the truth, and change ourselves. Some people think it's only through dua. Dua alone does not work. Dua has to be always joined with amal. Ad-du'a wal-amal. Ad-du'a wal-amal. Always. Dua is an act of heart. It comes from your heart and your mouth. But then your limbs has to follow, has to match the heart. If the limbs do not match the heart, this dua is useless. Does not work. We have to change ourselves, our characters, our personalities, our families. We have to work hard on changing our families, preparing them, being the real soldiers of Islam, being ready to receive the Imam. If Imam comes to our communities, I ask this question. If he comes to our homes, if we want to host him, would he be happy when he enters our homes? Our homes are Islamic environment. He would be happy. He would be glad, he would say, Alhamdulillah, you did well, you, your wife, your children, your daughter is good, your son is good, your house is good, your community is good. Our masajid are really, they can receive him in good condition, good moral, not just physical, moral condition. We help each other. In our community, we help each other. We come to the rescue of each other. We have to ask this question. If we think, yes, we are ready, Allah will send him. But we have a long way to go. A long way to go. Allah says we give this last government only to the righteous, because there is no room for corrupt people anymore. The world is fed up with corrupt. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مَنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيًا صَالِحُونَ. The righteous. Only the righteous can inherit this land and the government of this land and be in charge. The non-righteous, they have no room in this government. So we have to be prepared for his arrival. We have to be ready by changing ourselves. Some people think my connection to the Imam is I see him in the dream. No, they changed the Imam al-Mahdi into dreams, only dreams. Fulan saw him in this dream, Fulan lady, Fulan alim, Fulan man. He's a reality, he's not a dream, he's not fiction. You could see him. You could see him. You don't have to be Marja al-Taqlid sitting in this city or that city. Maybe Marja al-Taqlid would never be able to see him. But you, an ordinary person who has a pure heart, who has a pure heart. When you have a pure heart, this is the best connection to the Imam. This is the best connection to the Prophet. This is the best connection to Allah. Pure heart. Niyatun Saleema, pure intention. You can get connected with him. And it does not have to be in the dream. It could be in reality. When we live up to the responsibility, when we raise ourselves to that level of commitment, you can see the Imam. It's not difficult. It's not impossible. It's not a fairy tale. You can see the Imam. Allah made the Imam as an agent of a blessing and rahmah for all mankind. You don't have to live in that city. Some people think that if I go to Masjid Jalkaran, to Masjid Al-Sahla, to Masjid Al-Fulan, I see the Imam. And they go on, go on, go on, they don't see. It's not about the space, my friends. It's about here, the heart. Even if you are in Las Vegas, but your heart is clean, you can see the Imam. You can see him anywhere. It's not about the place or the space or the city or the street. It's about the heart. It's about the intention. Once we change the intention, the heart becomes pure and dedicated to Allah, to our religion, to our Islam. Imam will come to you. You don't have to go to him. He'll come to you. Allah made all the Imams, the Prophets, the Apostles, the Messengers, servants to the people. They came to serve. They came to guide. So once they see the pure heart, they go to it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih fi hadhihi al-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah. Waliyan wa hafidha wa qaidan wa nasira wa dalilan wa ayna hatta tuskinahu ardaka tawa wa tumatti'ahu fiha tawila. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المذنبة المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says sometimes even the messengers and the prophets, رسل, messengers and the prophets, they reach the stage of despair. Yes. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل. They were despaired. That where is God's victory? I'm working, I'm struggling with my community, I'm guiding them, I'm leaving my home every day, every night, going to them, speaking to them, inviting them, and they keep rejecting, rejecting, rejecting. Where is God's victory? God had promised to support us, to send us victory. Where is His victory? His victory is not coming down. Hatta ila stayas, until the prophets, our prophets, they were dispersed. Stayas al-Rusul. See how tough times they had in their life. You think now we have tough times? At that time there were no sign of victory. No sign of victory. Whoever believed in a prophet, he would be persecuted immediately. They take his house, they take his family away, they take his wealth, they take his dignity, his life. And there were no signs of victory. Even the prophets, they were dispersed. Where is God's victory? حتى إذا استيأس الرسل. وظنوا, and ظنوا means تيقن. They were certain that they have been deemed liars. Nobody's, you know, sometimes when you invite people and people don't listen, you start having suspicion about yourself. You say, maybe I'm not saying the right thing. Maybe I'm wrong. This is why nobody's not believing in me. See, you reach that state. You reach that state of despair that you think you are a liar. Because people are not listening. But you are not a liar. The wrong is not with you. The wrong is with the people. People who have been mired by and overwhelmed by dunya, they don't listen. They don't listen. Allah seals over their ears. قَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ بِالشَّرْءِ. They don't listen, not because you are wrong, not because the prophet is wrong, because they are wrong. They are wrong. They don't allow, they don't free their souls. If their soul, the nafs, is captivated with dunya, then it cannot think, it cannot move. They have to free their souls from dunya a little bit so they can hear the truth. They can hear the truth and they can follow it. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا. They were deemed that they are liars at that moment, at that last moment, at the breaking point. جاءهم نصرنا. We sent our rescue and our victory and our help to them. فنجي من نشاء. Those that we're going to save, the believers. فنجي من نشاء. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. But those deniers, nothing can protect them against our wrath and anger. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Now, many people, especially young people, they ask me, they tell me, is Al-Mahdi, alayhi salatu wasalam, this is a reality or myth? Where is he? Why we see fightings and bloodshed and refugees and prisoners and injustice and zulm and aggression and corruption everywhere, every corner? Where is the Mahdi? Where is he then? Didn't God say we will send, you know, we will send him after the earth is filled with corruption? Now the earth is filled with corruption, with injustice. Where is he? People have reached this breaking point now. Stay as a Rasul. If the prophets and messengers of God were dispersed, me and you, it would not be surprising if we get dispersed. But we shouldn't. Allah says, you should not. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Never be dispersed. Allah will send him in the right time. And listen to what the Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says. تَمْتَدُّ غَيْبَةُ الْإِمَامِ. His occultation, his disappearance is going to be prolonged and prolonged. تَمْتَدْ. Expands. حَتَّى يَصْفُ الْإِيمَانُ مِنَ الْكَدَرِ. Until we purify faith from contamination. What does that mean? It means بِارْتِدَادِ مَنْ كَانَتْ طِينَتُهُ خَبِيثًا. Some people, their faith is not complete. We don't want those people. Those are going to turn against religion. Those people are going to defect and disbelieve and move away. Those are not going to be his loyal supporters. Many people are going to say, this is a myth, he's not here anymore, and this is, you know, something that people fabricated, so they're going to disbelieve in him. Allah says, because we don't want those people. We want people who are full of trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His promises. Allah says, always we test people, we put them to test. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ أَن تُتْرَكُوا أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ. We don't leave you without test. In the first verse that I recited, the first sermon, Alif Lam Mim, Surah Al-Ankabut, that you're going to read in the night of Qadr, the 23rd, in Ramadan. Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Mankind suppose that we leave them alone without putting them to test by just saying verbally that we believe. We accept that from them? We don't accept that. We need actions, not just verbal declaration. We need to see that in their life. This is why we test them. We put them to severe tests. أَفَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Fitna is test. We put them to test. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. All communities before them have been put to test. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. So God wants to show mankind those who are steadfast in the truth and those who are liars. They just claim. They claim they are followers of Islam. They claim that they are followers of Ahlul Bayt and Imam Mahdi. But when Imam Mahdi is there, they run away. Maybe some of them will turn against him. Believe me. I have no doubt that some people who claim that they are Shia and followers of Ahlul Bayt, they are going to be unhappy with his reappearance. The same thing happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before he became messenger, he was beloved by all Meccans. All Meccans, men and women, they loved him. They cherished him. They called him As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, you are truthful, you are honest, you are integrated person, you are a wonderful person. The moment he said, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, they turned again. 99% of the people, they turned against him. The same will happen with Imam al-Mahdi. Many people are going to turn against him. The Saudi royal crown prince, he was saying that we cannot work with Iran, impossible. Why? Because Iran, they believe in the mythical idea of al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi who brings justice and peace to worldwide. So we cannot have diplomatic relationship. A country that believes in a universal savior who brings peace and justice, you cannot work with them. You cannot work with them. He doesn't, because he's ummi, illiterate. His father put him in this position. He brought him from the desert. If you ask his ulama, it's in your book, in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, and Nasa'i. The Prophet says, المهدي من ولدي من ولد علي وفاطمة. الله الله prophet says, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ He turned to his companions, his Sahaba one day. How do you feel? كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا نَزَلَ فِيكُمُ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ
وَإِمَامُكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
Messiah, Messiah is going to descend while the Imam, the leader of that time, is one of you, one of this community. And that is Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. But then, why people don't read? Because the answer is in this book. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ The heart is blind. Someone who is murderer, he killed thousands of Yemenis, day and night, with his F-16s and his bombs. He can believe in Imam al-Mahdi. He's the first enemy of Imam Mahdi. He's the first enemy. People do not believe in him, not because he's a mythical idea. He's not a myth. He's a reality. That because he goes against the interest of the tyrants, of the dictators, of the murderers. Al-Imam al-Mahdi is a reality, and we have to prepare ourselves for him. And we have to not only pray for his return, but to act, to organize our families, our children, to teach them, to be good fathers. Imam al-Mahdi wants soldiers who are good fathers. Not irresponsible fathers. Good mothers to tend to your children. Teach them, raise them Islamically with Islamic ethics. Those are the community, the supporters, the ansar, the helpers of the last Imam. Al-Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih fi hadihi al-sa'ah wa fi kulli sa'ah. Waliyan. وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه Tomorrow inshallah we will see you at 7:45 inshallah here for the celebration of Mid Sha'ban and the Milad of the Imam and we have fundraising inshallah so we will come and participate so let's enjoy this occasion together with our families, with our friends, our children, bring them here please, with our neighbors, and inshallah also we will give certificates for those, graduation certificates for those, the graduate of Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary who concluded 2 years of Islamic studies here. They will receive their graduation certificates. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات Please, let's recite this ayah for the healing of the sick and the fulfillment of the needs and the حاجات of the مؤمنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والحاجة من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية اقض حوائج المحتاجين وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلوات